Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
On the first day of class, an atheist professor asked one of his students to stand up. "You're a Christian, aren't you?" "Yes, sir," the student said. "Do you believe in God?" "I do." "Have you ever seen God? Felt him? Heard, tasted, or smelled him?" "No, sir, I have not." "So," said the professor, "according to the rules of empirical testable protocol, science says your God doesn't exist. What do you say to that?" The student thought for a few seconds and said, "Sir, do you have a brain?" The professor smiled and replied, "Well, of course I do." The student asked his classmates, "Is there anyone here who has ever seen, heard, felt, touched, or smelt the professor's brain?" There were a few chuckles, but no hand went up. So he continued, "According to the rules of empirical testable science, your brain does not exist." Well, one of the great myths of our age is that science and faith stand in opposition. Science involves reason and data and experimentation, we're told, and faith is a blind leap without evidence. It could be argued that saying there is no God is also a leap of faith, right? This statement can't be proven in a lab. A Russian cosmonaut returned to Earth and said, "I didn't see God," and someone said, "Well, if you stepped outside your spacecraft, you would have." But rather than pitting faith and science against each other, let's ask questions like this one. Based on what we know about the universe, the Earth, and everything in it, is it more reasonable to say that it all came from nothing, or that there was a grand designer behind it all? Astrophysicist Hugh Ross is one of many Christian scientists who says that science led him to faith in God. Over several years, Mr. Ross compiled a huge list of variables that had to be precisely fine-tuned in order for life to be possible. Hugh has isolated 1,464 such variables. If a single one was calibrated differently, you would not be listening to my voice, nor would I be speaking. Imagine that we took the entire continent of North America and covered every square inch of it in dimes. That would be a huge chunk of change, wouldn't it? Reminds me of the old joke, a quarter, a dime, and a penny walk into a bar. Hey, this joke makes a lot of sense. Okay. Well, back to our dimes. We've got North America covered in them, then we stack dimes on top of those dimes and keep stacking until our dimes stretch 384,000 kilometers to the moon. Next, we take our impossibly massive dime stack and multiply it 1 billion times. Then imagine we ask you to reach in and pull one red dime in that stack, blindfolded. What are the odds that you'd pick out that dime? Well, the chance would be 1 in 10 followed by 37 zeros. This is precisely how just one of 1,400 variables needs to be fine-tuned. The strong nuclear force. If it was tuned just one dime in either direction, our universe would not support life. Was this all an accident? Psalm 19 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." On a few upcoming programs, I'd like to share some fascinating new discoveries that demonstrate how divinely fine-tuned our universe is. Discoveries that might cause even the most skeptical mind to wonder if there may be a designer behind it all. Speaking of that designer, I heard a joke the other day. God was talking to one of the angels, and he said, "Do you know what I have just done? I have created a 24-hour period of alternating light and darkness on Earth." The angel said, "Wow. What will you do now?" God said, "I think I'll call it a day."
In a world of false preachers, misinformation, and fake news, who can we really trust? Dr. John Neufeld, Bible teacher for Back to the Bible Canada, presents a powerful new book, Who Speaks for God? Get your copy this month for a feature price of just $7. By visiting laughagain.ca or calling 1-800-663-2425. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.